When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Let us turn to Luke 17 chapter, please. 12th verse. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan, much despised, northern upcountry fellow, Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger? And he said unto him, Arise. And go your way. Your faith has made you whole. You know, friends, here we see what is so normal. And you might find this very thing in your very heart. Giving thanks to God. Somewhat alien to us. We like to take everything as though God owes it to us. You know, we believe in socialism seems to have taught a lot of laziness to people and entitlement. You know, you feel you're entitled to this and entitled to that. Somebody must pay the rents. Somebody must pay your bills while you sit around. Now, my dear friends, you'll never see anybody who is truly touched by the Lord Jesus Christ just looking for an easy ride. You know, what are people looking for today? They're looking for an easy ride. They will change their locations. They will change their nationalities. They will do anything. They will divorce their wives. They will run away from their children, just because they want to please themselves. But mark you, your values become very different when the Lord Jesus touches you. You become a beautiful person. You become a grateful person. I fear in my own heart, I'm not grateful enough. I have much to be grateful for. Mr. Churchill once introduced his successor, Mr. Attlee, in these words. Mr. Attlee is a modest man with much to be modest about. You could say something like that about me. Much to be grateful for. And much to be modest about. Here, when the Lord healed these 10 lepers, you know, only one of them turned up to thank him. I often find this to be the case. You know, I feel nobody owes any thanks to me, because what am I? I am only a man, a sinful man. So I say to people, hey, don't thank me. Go thank the Lord. I could not have touched your case. Absolutely beyond me or any man. It's the Lord who touched you. So give glory to God. Forget about me. So, friends, I find that in the human heart, there's a great deal of ingratitude. The sin of ingratitude is a very ugly sin. We are just not grateful for God's mercy. When I could not talk, when I could not walk some months ago, and had to learn all these things afresh, how grateful a person like me must be. Sure, there are many of you who can say that the Lord touched you at times of great need, and as to how grateful you are, I don't know. I wish there would be something put into us which will help us to be grateful, which would kind of remind us, give us a little shock, like the defibrillator. You know, the doctors, one of the world's authorities in pacemakers and such, sat me down and said, you go to such remote places and there's no help. And if your heart goes into fibrillation, you have only 10 minutes and nothing can be done. He said, you must get back with me so that I can examine you again and put a defibrillator in. You have to contact me. Well, I did never contact my doctor about this, because my heart rebounded by the grace of God. But you know, the defibrillator gives us such a powerful shock. One of my friends who had one said to me, he simply could not take that jolt that the defibrillator gave him. I believe it would have been a great help that whenever we fall into grumbling or murmuring, if there was some shocking device that would go off and give us a big jolt, hey, come back to your senses now. That would be a great thing, isn't it? But the Spirit of God teaches us to be humble and grateful. You know, God actually gave Jacob, noted for his cunning and his craftiness. In the 32nd chapter of Genesis, Jacob was given a little device by God, which helped him, I'm sure, a great deal. Genesis chapter 32. Here was old deceiver Jacob. 24th verse. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. You know, he had lied to his own father. And when his father asked him, being half blind, who art thou, my son? He gave the name of his elder brother, Esau. I'm Esau, your oldest boy. If you look at 31st verse, and as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. God put that remembrance. He halted. Those feet were quick to run to mischief, to deceit. And now, every time he halted on that leg or thigh, it was a reminder. Remember, God gave you another name. You're no more Jacob. You're no more that old deceiver. Now you have a new nature. You are Israel, as a prince with God. 28th verse. Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. That night, what did Jacob pray? I will not let you go. Now, some of you have children, some of you are grandparents. And now, what is the kind of heritage that you're going to give them? Give them some pounds? Say, give them some old dilapidated building, which will crash on their heads if there is an earthquake? Now, what is it that we're going to hand over? You know, you can't give something which you don't have. Most mothers know that they gave their characteristics to their children. As I often say, my former weaknesses and failure and sins, they are imprinted in the lives of my children. Jacob, being given a new nature that night, you shall be no longer a supplanter, a deceiver, but you will be Israel. As a prince with God, you have prevailed. Let us pray. O Lord our God, in what debt you have placed us by dying in our place and rising again for us. Lord Jesus, how grateful we should be. What vitality and love there should be in our lives as we serve others. Let the love of Jesus constrain us and make us a grateful people. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.